Hey, I'm glad to be back with you again for this Local Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and I've got a great show as per usual. I've got a great show here for you today. Now, we've just completed a Super Sunday. We brought back Super Sunday. Would you believe it? Now, we had an event called Super Sunday, and it was every Sunday. I guess the clue's in the title, yeah? Anyway, where we had the event in a center called Esporta. Esporta went out of business and sold a whole operation to Virgin, and Virgin refused to rent us the hall, so we had to close it down. And rather than moving it to another location, I decided to just knock it on the head completely. Well, why did I do that? Well, number one, I wanted my Sunday back because I go to church and it was preventing me from going to church. But with that aside, I decided to run a yearly event. I thought, well, this Super Sunday thing is going so good, why not do it just as an annual event, a treat for all the low food fitness practitioners and low food fitness lovers out there. So what we did on the last Super Sunday, we made it a massive event and we invited loads of people. Naturally, they paid because, you know, Super Sunday was invitation only. What that means is that, in fact, I'll go over that in a minute. I'll come back to that. On the back of that, I changed the name to Training Day because it was a fitting name for the event that we were going to be running, because training is what we were going to be doing. How I structured Training Day and how I visualized it in my head was that we'll have a blasting workout in the morning, something I picked up from Billy Blanks back in LA. After that, we then go into training mode where we get the pads, do pad work, work on some of the combinations and some of the strict technique, because you know there's specific technique in low food fitness. And when you're doing a roundhouse kick, when you've got to turn around and lift and contract your obliques, lifting the leg and holding that position, making sure that the supporting leg is dead still. And when you kick around with your roundhouse kick, your toes are pointed, we have what we call a fat burning action when you hit and pull back. If you don't understand what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say to you here, because there's no visual, go onto the website, go onto Club Energize TV and look at the workout videos that we got there. If not, you can go onto YouTube, the Lofu channel, and pick up the tutorials that we have there also. So Training Day was a workout, a big 5-hour workout that we had once a year on a Sunday. The problem I had with that event used to be open to everybody. But we used to get people come into that class, that workout, that actually couldn't deal with it. So over the years, I've had to tone it down. The real big choreography moves that I wanted to implement, I couldn't do them because the people in the class couldn't cope with it. You see, choreography is not really a fitness thing. It's a mind, mental ability. So in order to gain that choreography, you have to be doing my classes on a regular basis. You have to know the low food fitness moves. You have to eat, drink, breathe, live them. And when you have that in you, when I start putting these intricate combinations together, you work them out in your head, because low food fitness is based around a strict 8 count. I endorse that 8 count and emphasize that 8 count, because without it, at any given time, you can get lost in the workout. It's imperative that you keep the 8 count. And it's better if you actually say it out loud, because your body reacts to your voice. Saying it in your head would work also, but I also think that saying it out loud is better. Training Day was becoming a pain. Number one, I wasn't enjoying it. And you know, life is about enjoying. I keep telling people that it is the journey. It's not the end result. You see, I can go and do Training Day and get these guys to a level and say, yeah, it's all great. But I was not enjoying it. It was becoming a chore. Didn't like it at all. The last Training Day I did in East London, it wasn't where the venue is. The venue was great, but it was just, I didn't feel it. I wasn't getting anything from it. There was nothing there that I couldn't do elsewhere. So I decided that was going to be my last Training Day. You know what? Even if I didn't decide that, I looked back at the videos and said, this was crazily awful. Don't like it. unfortunately, for those of you ladies and gentlemen out there that were waiting for training day in anticipation of it coming around this year or even next year, I'm sorry to say you're not going to get it. So what I decided to do is to reintroduce Super Sunday, because a whole ethos and philosophy about Super Sunday was it was a small community. And the people that did Super Sunday attended my class on a regular basis. We're talking 2, 3, sometimes 5, 7 times a week, every day. There's two girls I know in particular that would do my class every single day if I had one, or if one was near to them. Yeah, they're great girls. I'm not going to tell you who they are right now, but it could be you. You know who you are. So anyway, it was geared around people like that. Super Sunday was based around those types of people. We had heart-to-hearts as well. We would sit down at the end of the class and discuss some deep-rooted things. It was great. Stuff you cannot discuss in a general class, yeah? And that's what Super Sunday was all about. I wanted to recreate Super Sunday, but what I didn't want to do is have Super Sunday every single Sunday. It wasn't where I wanted to go with this. So I came up with this thing that let's do it on a quarterly basis. Quarterly is good enough. I have a 2-hour event every 4 months. I had this idea last year actually, but I couldn't implement it until now, just now. And it took some planning and finding the right venue and all that, and somewhere what's close to the general people, the people that do my class the most. Yeah, I have people all over London, but the most of the people that come to my class are based in South and West London, if you know London at all. And if you're from the States, I know I have lots of listeners from the States. You got to just look up a map and see where those areas are. So coming back to the Super Sunday training day transition for a moment is when if you look at my videos, all the videos I have online, the people in those videos are people that attended Super Sunday. Now, you can't just pluck general members out of your class to do a video. The videos that I have are the best people that I have in my class. But I couldn't get that from training day, because training day I had all walks of life, people from all over the place. I even had people in training day that never did my class before. They just came because they saw my class on video, or they saw the flyer or poster somewhere, and they signed up for training day. And that's really what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do that because I have general classes that take care of that. So I wanted something special, and Super Sunday was that special thing. And I think when I introduced training day for the first year or so, it was great. But then it started digressing and going backwards and becoming something I really wasn't interested in. So Super Sunday is back, and it's back with a vengeance. We had our first Super Sunday in many years on the 23rd of April at the Tooting Leisure Centre, South London. It was a storm. We had such a great time there. And the feedback I've had since then has been really good. Ladies and gentlemen, are listening out there, it's only going to get better. If you want to be a part of Super Sunday, unfortunately, you've got to be attending my classes on a regular basis. And those of you ladies and gentlemen out there that do attend my class on a regular basis and wondering why you weren't at Super Sunday, listen, all I got to say is that you're not ready yet. It's an invitation only. And I need to see it in your eyes. I need to see how hungry you are. Do you attend my class every single week? Would you give anything to do a low food fitness class? Those are the people I want at Super Sunday, because we're going to grow. And also, coming up real soon is Low Food Fitness DVD second series. So we're planning to do a second DVD. Now, I need people for that, right? Naturally. And all my gang got fragmented when I stopped Super Sunday. They're all over the place. So I'm bringing that team back together, so we have a great, cohesive group of people that can deal with anything I throw at them. And when I have an event, they're there to take part in that event. So, Super Sunday. The title of this podcast is called Child Control. What's Super Sunday got to do with child control, you may ask? Well, I have 2 little children, and the mother and I are separated. We're not together. So I have my children on a Sunday, and that time I have with my children is precious to me. I do not want to let them out of my sight because they're great kids and I love spending time with them. So when I decided I want to have Super Sunday, because Sunday is my church day and we all go to church together and there's some kids things going on in church and they help out at church and they love all that stuff. But I have this event now on a Sunday, every four Sundays in a year. So I attend that and I'm bringing them with me. I am bringing my children with me. I want my children to see their dad work and see how things are done, because I've got older kids as well and they saw how they grew up with that all around them. So it's only fitting that my younger children that I have now see that also. And I don't get much opportunity to do that. So this was a great opportunity. So they came with me. My children sat in a corner doing some art and craft for about 2 hours. Yeah. I think they got up once to use the ladies' room and then went back down and carried on with their art and craft. And they were very discreet in the corner and were very well behaved. But I don't see that to me as a well behaved thing. For me, that's just normal. It's just natural. It's what my children have always done. I've got four kids. My older ones aren't children anymore. They're 24 and 26, grown men and women. And they grew up coming to the classes, as I said before, and they just sat in the corner and they were great. And again, they had all their art and craft stuff and books to read and all that, and they sat in the corner. It was an hour and went till I finished teaching, and then we all had a great time again. But here's the thing, since my children, and a lot of people don't see my kids because I don't bring them to classes, as I said, now things have changed, health and safety, it's hard, you can't bring them in the halls anymore. A lot of people have said to me how well behaved my children were and that their kids wouldn't sit still all that time in the corner. That leaves me mind blown. Not because my children are sitting still, because what people are saying right now. There's so many children, and some of you ladies and gentlemen may be listening to this, and I know you had children come into my classes back in the past. And your children used to sit there in the corner quietly, reading their books, drawing on their pieces of paper, and doing what they had to do at that time. But one thing's for sure, I did never have to look around and say to that child, keep still, or tell the mother to tell the child to keep still. So for me, it wasn't a big deal that my children are going to keep still, because it's what children do, right? Am I wrong? Or am I missing something here? So these people, these ladies and gentlemen, predominantly ladies, that are telling me that their kids wouldn't sit still, they seem to me to be well-adjusted people. Very orderly, got a great head on them, great mind. So when they're telling me that their children wouldn't sit still for an hour or 2 hours while they're doing an event or doing something, I just find it crazily hard to understand that. What's going on? Where's it going? Where's it all going wrong? I know we do live in a quick fix society now, and people are born into this society wanting the instant gratitude, but you cannot get that. Everyone wants this money today, the fame tomorrow. You cannot get that. Things takes time to achieve and to get. So here's the thing. My children sit still for 2 hours. A couple of things I do. They have quiet time at home. Moments where whatever they do, there is no sound. And I don't mean jumping up on the sofa quietly either, because my kids never do that. They're sitting down doing whatever they're doing and they're not talking to each other. This is quiet time. This is good for their mind. Another thing we do, we always eat round the table. There is never, ever any walking and eating. Getting up from the table, unless they want to use the toilet. But what I say to my children, go and use the toilet. You wash your hands, use the toilet, or do it the other way around, I should say. You don't want to do it that way around. That defeats the object. So you use the toilet, wash your hands before you go to the table. Everything is done before you eat. Because once they're eating, they're eating. Yeah, naturally we have nice discussions around the table. How's your day gone? Their opportunity to ask me questions, and it's great. We have lovely conversations. Don't talk with your mouth full, though. But if you're not doing that already, you've got to do that. Oh, another thing. My children don't leave the table until everyone's finished eating. What's that all about? I've seen that. Don't leave the table until we've all finished eating. It's disrespectful. And if you haven't finished eating, or excuse me, if you have finished eating before everyone else, you wait, you can talk, that's fine. But we all eat together. We will have our dessert together and everything's orderly. Yeah. So if you have that set in them, they would take that outside as well. Anything you want them to have, any behavior you want them to have outside, it must first be implemented at home. You can't expect a child to be well behaved in a public place if they're not well behaved at home. You have to set those ground rules at home first. I just mentioned no jumping the sofa. We don't do that at home. I've heard children say, well, we do. Well, I don't know what kind of parents are doing that. There's a thing called a trampoline. You want to bounce, you go on a trampoline. If you can't afford one in your backyard, then you go to these places where they have lots of trampolines. We have many of those in the UK. And plus, there's parks. There are many places where children could let off steam. And you need to do that. You need to go to parks, ride your bikes, do rollerblading, all of those things, and do it with your children. I think I've mentioned this before in other podcasts. Whatever you do, whatever you get your children to do, you need to try and do it yourself. I see some, excuse me for saying this, but I see some fat mothers out there, and they've got their kids running around in the park and all that, and I'm looking at these mothers and saying, what the heck? What about you? You got your kid running around getting all this exercise because you want to burn them out for home. What about you? You need to get off your fat butt and do that as well. They don't do that. They can barely walk, much less climb a climbing frame with their child. Appalling, man. Anyway, I'm going to get off that rant because I can't even believe I said that out loud either. But I'm going to get into some other stuff now. So here's the thing. I've seen children come to my class recently, and unfortunately, I have to say this. I'm not a guy that throws down policy and health and safety because I think people are saying health and safety has gone crazy. But I'm flipping that now. I've got to do a podcast on that because I don't think health and safety has gone crazy. From what I've seen, I don't think it has because I've had parents bring in children to my class and their kids want to join in the class. Now, that cannot happen. Number one, I have an age restriction on my class. Unless I say otherwise, the child's got to be 16 before they attend my class. And that's my discretion. If the child is younger and they've been doing my kickboxing and they're familiar with the moves that I do, then I do accept younger children in. But they've got to ask me first and I've got to assess them and see what their mobile skills are like because children could be a little clumsy and start bumping into my adult students. And that cannot happen because I am insured to teach the young ones, but I have to make sure the young ones are in the right environment, yeah? So when I get these mothers coming and bringing their kids to the class, and I have one mother took out a mat, a fitness mat, put her child on it, and the child start working out beside her. I say, hey, girl, that can't happen. You bring your child to my class, they're sitting down to the side. I understand that you have childcare issues every now and again. You know, heck, I'm a father myself. I know that can happen. I surely do. But what I say to you is if you've got those issues, please feel welcome to bring your child to my class. I don't have a problem with that. But your child comes to my class and make sure she or he is sitting to the side and doing their work, playing with their iPod, which is something I don't do with my kids in a class. But if that's the sort of thing you do, I'm not going to beat you up about it. That's fine. But whichever happens, I don't want to hear that child in my workout because I have kids class. Would I deal with that? I don't deal with that in an adult class. And then I have children that cannot stop and they keep bugging their mothers. You know, if you want to work out, you want to come to the class and it's your time, you cannot have your child coming and bugging you every 5 minutes for this, that, and whatever it may be. You've got to set those ground rules from home. Yeah, because if it ain't set from home, I'm going to tell you how to do that. I have my ideas, but everyone's got their own thing. And you can go online now. I'll tell you what, iTunes Library, the bookstore, you can go there and find a hat full of books that can tell you how to keep your child under this control. And also 9911, something they have in the States. Over here, they call it Super Nanny. Yeah, you can watch those shows. Those shows are informative. I like watching them myself because to see the way those ladies turn those kids around is quite remarkable. I learn a lot from those people myself. You can watch those shows. If they're not on anymore, you could go and find them in the backlog. Yeah, on catch-up TV or go onto some network and download the old episodes and catch them from there. You can learn a lot from that. But I want to tell you that I also have a no-tolerance policy with my children. It may look and sound a little bit harsh for you, but let me tell you an incident that's happened just 2 days ago. Taking my children to school, and we ride to school now. Man, that was painful, getting my children to ride their bikes. But now I've gone through the pain. That's another story, getting my kids to ride bikes, but that is a whole new thing. But I've gone through that pain now. Now we're all riding to school all happily, and to the extent where I've just gone out and bought myself a bike. I said to myself I wasn't going to buy myself a bike until my children learned to ride competently. Anyway, I was walking to school. They were riding their bikes, and I said to my children, stop here. We're going to cross over here because the school, it was just across the road. The younger one stopped. The older one said she wants to cross further down where she normally crosses. I said, no, we're going to cross here. So as I'm about to cross the road, she decided she wants to ride off to the place where she wants to cross. I said, okay. Okay, that's how you want to do it. You want to play it like that? You play it like that. I wheeled my child to the other side of the road. I said, stay there for a second. I ran and got the older child, took her off the bike and shook her around a little bit like I do, told her a few things. She started to cry. I told her to get back on the bike, ride back down to where she's supposed to cross, and we're going to cross there. She got back on the bike crying, riding back to where she wanted to ride, and then I helped her across the road. Then from there, her sister and I, we walked into school with the bikes. Yeah, you may think I'm a wicked dad, but check this out. That morning, that very same morning, there was a school assembly, her last assembly before she changes school. In that, all the kids stood up from her class and said what they want to be when they grew up. We had fireman, policewoman, doctor, superhero, all those kinds of things. You know what my daughter said? She wants to be a kickboxing instructor and teach with her father. After that, all the mothers are looking at me with puppy eyes saying, oh, isn't that so sweet? You know what I'm saying? So you think you're being the wicked father or the wicked mother to discipline your children, but your children would love you. Your blood, they love you. They're with you day and night. And what discipline you give to your kids in the long run is better for them. Now look, your child goes in to a place, into a venue, and starts being dismissive, running around and doing stuff, okay, where they're not supposed to. Would you take that risk on the main road? Your child is running around on a main road where cars are flying down the road at 50 miles an hour. Would you take the chance of having your child misbehave and run around on the main road? No, you do not. I know this for a fact. You hold that child by the hand, and if anyhow that child stepped out into the road and you were managed to catch them before any harm came to them, you would be crazily mad. You would not take that lightly, because if I weigh up the pros and cons, I'd rather reprimand that child and that child cry for days rather than have to bury my child. No mother or father wants to bury their own child. That will break my heart. It will break me up totally. We love our children. And we want to protect them. But the bottom line is that you have got to make sure your child is doing the right thing, the right orderly thing when you go into a public place. When you take them to my class, I don't want to hear that child. Yeah, I want to see the child, but I don't want to hear her or him. In fact, that goes with any other class also. I don't want to go on, and I'm not going to teach you how to parent your child at this stage. But just make sure they get plenty of playtime when you take them somewhere. Yep, they got plenty of energy. They need to burn out that energy. Don't let them burn it out in a place where they should be keeping still. Nutrition as well. Don't give your kids sugary drinks and sweets and stuff before they go and sit down quietly. That's just crazy. You stupid. You've seen what that does to us as adults. Man, you get a hit sugar rush and your kid, you want your kid to stay still. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I've seen that before. Anyway, we're done. I'm done with you. I hope I weren't too heavy on you this bright day here. You could catch me in a few places. You know, all you got to do is put in Lofu everywhere and you'll find me. Or just pull in Noel Smith everywhere and you'll find what I'm about and what I do. Remember, go to Club Energize TV to get all the Lofu Fitness DVDs. Did I say DVDs? Go to Club Energize TV to get all the Lofu Fitness workouts. They're hot. And also, you can go to my Facebook, Lofu. You can go to SoundCloud, Lofu, Mixcloud, Lofu. That's to get some great music. And yeah, by the way, I did Super Sunday, coming back to that, we did a great mix there, a trance mix, which I haven't done, like old school. Anyway, yeah, so you can find me at all the places to do with Lofu. And until next time, I love you so much. You are the best people out there. And I cannot wait to come back and talk to you again. Yeah? Adios.